The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out the Dallas shooter was not only equipped with a high-powered rifle, he was also using armor-piercing bullets, which, according to Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings, is why so many police officers died. Their body armor was useless. But Vice President Biden says banning those bullets has been politically impossible.
What we get is the constant pushback from the gun lobby and the Republican Congress.
So will Dallas change anything? More after this. CBS's Scott Pelley pressed Vice President Biden on why the gun lobby has been able to prevent a ban on armor-piercing bullets.
What is the sporting purpose of armored-piercing rounds?
There is none. Zero, zero.
What is the administration willing to do to restrict the sales of armored-piercing rounds?
Well, there is a debate as to whether or not there is authority on an executive action. I think we have the authority. I'm not prepared to give you more detail at this moment, except to say you are right about the total non-utility from a sporting perspective of armor-piercing bullets.
But this debate is not about sports. I was recently talking to a gun activist who sells a tool for making your own AR-15. His name is Cody Wilson. He says the Second Amendment isn't about hunting. It's meant as a check on government, and therefore Americans should be free to bear the same kinds of arms the military has.
As a feature of, like, their ultimate sovereignty, a kind of backstop against encroaching tyranny that democratic systems inevitably produce.
You think we ought to have access to full military weapons? Bazookas, grenades?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you name it.
As horrifying as Dallas was, it will not change the minds of people who believe as Cody does. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.